You've got Q104 this morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Last night, I was very productive. Will had a baseball game in the afternoon, like around 4 o'clock, so I got home around 6:30. I had something to eat, and then I went outside and mowed my lawn.
Oh my gosh, wow, you were productive.
And then I took Myrtle and took her for a walk around the neighborhood. It's still light out. It was nice last night. A little hot, a little steamy, but I walk up the road from my house, and we have a park up there in Rocky River, and the entire street was jam-packed with cars.
Oh, really?
People at the park. It looked like there were multiple picnics going on.
People
just being outside and hanging out in the park.
Enjoying Northeast Ohio summer.
And I walked to the end of the path, which overlooks the lake, and I'm looking out there, and I see a ton of boats out on the lake. There's people jet skiing.
Was that that picture that you posted on our Instagram yesterday?
Yeah.
At the Q Morning Show. It looked like a beautiful day.
I look down at the beach. There's a ton of people playing on the beach. And the first thing that pops into my head is, yet again, it's like all these people are on vacation and I'm working. Why is that?
Bill, yesterday was Sunday. What are you talking about?
I know.
It was the weekend.
It's not rational.
It's not. It's not logical by any means.
And if I went around and asked those people, do you have to work tomorrow? I bet that 80% of them would have said, yes, I have to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure no one is on vacation. But then when you go on social media, you see all your friends that are on vacation right now.
It just feels that way. It's the one part of summer that I forget about year after year. The amount of like FOMO that I feel from people that I know, even people that I don't know that I see on my timeline going on vacation, going here, going there. Oh, it's the worst part of this time of year.
And they complain about being at the airport. Like a friend of mine, he's like, it's terrible weather down in Atlanta. I'm trying to get to Maine. I had to fly to Detroit first. And I'm just like, yeah, I know.
Cry about it, you jet setter.
You're on vacation this week. It is a big vacation week. I think a lot of people, when they plan their vacations, they look at a week like this and see, okay, July 4th is on Friday, so I will take up the least amount of vacation days as possible. I can take 4 days this week and get a full week. It's a smart move.
It is. It is really like milking the very last drop of your days off that you can.
And obviously, if you're listening to our voices right now, you are not on vacation. Thank you for being here this morning. We'll get some good vibes going to kick off a Monday. After this weekend, I'll never do blank again. You can join us and fill in that blank part around 7:25. Annalisa's College of Knowledge is back this morning at 7:55 and 8:55 as we try to end this ridiculous win streak from Alyssa. It's all this morning, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here. Lola Young. It's messy. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Do we have to talk about the Bezos wedding?
We really don't. We don't have to talk about it.
There aren't many things that I just don't care about this at all.
I have many nice things to say about it. And I was always taught when you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah, I've mostly tried to ignore this over the past few weeks. And it's just, to me, obnoxious.
I just don't understand. I mean, like, I'm looking through some of the pictures. I'm looking through, like, their wedding invitation. I don't understand how you have just an infinite amount of money. And still, this wedding looks tacky in spots. It really does. The invitation for the wedding has, like, clip art on it. What? There's, like, this gray carpeting down at the actual, like, ceremony where she walked down the aisle. There's, like, gray carpet on the outside. It's so weird.
Well, that's how you get to be billionaires. You still cut costs wherever you can.
Oh, my God. I guess. Apparently.
Yeah, I mean, just everything, every story that I'm reading that's coming out of the Bezos wedding, it just makes me roll my eyes, including this one. Orlando Bloom and Sydney Sweeney were seen walking together in Venice over the weekend, sparking romance rumors. Now, Orlando Bloom is recently single because it's been reported that he broke up with Katy Perry.
Also, when we say reportedly, like, recently single, we mean, like, I think this broke on, like, Thursday or Friday. Like,
right.
This is very new.
And then Orlando jumped on a plane and went to Venice. Let's see this story. Both stars are newly single, fueling speculation about a possible connection. This is just...
I'm curious if Katy was there, because you know that Katy is, like, besties with Lauren Sanchez, especially after they shared that moment going up to space together. They'll never be the same after.
I did not see pictures of Katy at the wedding.
I didn't either.
In fact, I think she declined because she is on tour.
Oh, is that what happened?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. See, I was wondering that when I saw that Orlando Bloom was spotted with Sydney Sweeney there.
But the Orlando Bloom and Sydney Sweeney story, it's ridiculous because I saw the picture. It says they were seen walking together. They're in the same picture, but they're nowhere near each other walking.
Okay, so they're walking together, but, like, that's it.
Orlando Bloom is closer to Tom Brady in the picture.
Maybe there's something going on there. Who knows?
It's so stupid. All of it's stupid.
Oh, the clickbait headlines, though. They get me every time.
I want to ask you about something that I did last night. Very late last night.
Okay.
And I want to ask you, should I have done it? Should I have allowed it to happen in my house? I'm going to ask you this next. The Q Morning Show. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So let me tell you what I allowed to happen last night, Alyssa. I think that you're going to be in favor of this, but I'm going to run it by you anyway.
Okay, let's hear it.
So it's right around 10 o'clock or so last night, and I'm still up because Will is my oldest son, 14 years old. We're watching Lost.
Okay.
Together. He's watching the show for the first time and experiencing it for the first time. And I'm highly enjoying it because he is so into the show. And it was one of my favorite shows back in the day. So I'm enjoying rewatching it with him.
Mm-hmm.
So the show's wrapping up. It's around 10 o'clock. And then Will gets a phone call from a friend. And I'm hearing, you know, just the one side of the conversation. And it sounds like Will is making plans to go out. Last night?
At like 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he hangs up, and he essentially, on the phone, agreed to meet with this kid.
At 10?
Yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing? And then he explained what the plan is.
What's the plan?
He was going to meet with a friend, and they were going to walk over to somebody's house, and then I heard there were buzzwords like ghosts in the graveyard and things like that.
Okay. So I'm on board now.
He asked if he could go. And initially I said no. I said, it's too late. I said, you've had a long day. You need a good night's sleep. You know, let's plan that for another night.
Uh-huh.
Or something more controlled. You know, where not in a night where your mom and I both have to get up early for work in the morning.
And just springing it on you, like, as it's about to happen.
And then he explains, well, we're going over to so-and-so house. It's the house of a girl, and there's going to be two other girls that are there.
I see. There was some ulterior motives.
And then when he said that, I was like, okay, all right, you can go.
Wait, that's what made you let him go?
Yeah.
That's what changed it for you?
Yeah, I think so, because of that whole dynamic. Like, I didn't want to be the one to prevent that from happening. If that's, you know, if young love is blossoming there or whatever the case may be.
Can't get in the way of that.
I don't want Will to be the lame kid who has to stay home.
More importantly, Bill doesn't want to be the villain in this story.
Probably not. And so he runs upstairs and he gets dressed and he comes back down. And I'm like, all right, I have to go to bed. I said, and Paula was already in bed. I said, don't do anything that is going to make me regret this later. Like, whatever you're doing, you know, I don't want the cops to come to the house in the middle of the night.
Good precedent to set, yes.
And when you come home, you lock the door and you go to bed. And he's like, what time should I be back? I said, midnight is probably too late. So midnight, please. And so he left.
And he was back by midnight?
I don't know. I hope so. So I've talked about this before. I can't sleep when...
Not everybody's home.
Yeah.
When
people aren't in their right spaces. So I slept for like an hour and I woke up like around 11:15. And I don't think he was home then. And then I guess I went back to sleep and I slept for another hour. And so around like 12:15, 12:20. And I'm like, I'm not getting out of bed again. So I just grabbed my phone. I'm like, I'll do the find my phone thing. I don't have to get out of bed to see if he's home yet.
Oh, yeah.
And I checked, and according to his phone, he was home.
Well, there you go. There you have it. As far as you know, he was home, safe and sound.
Did I do the right thing by letting him go, though?
Heck yeah, you did.
You think so?
I think you earned some big points in his book.
I don't know. I mean, that's really late to be out, though.
It's summer! It's summer! Not for you, not for me, but it is for your kiddos.
The neighborhood is very safe. And these are good kids, and I don't think they're going to get up to anything they shouldn't be getting into.
No, they're just making core memories right now. That's all. Ghost in the Graveyard was like the best.
If that's actually what they ended up doing. I mean, I have no idea what they did last night.
I mean, given his age, that is the age that I was doing that exact thing. I was playing Ghost in the Graveyard co-ed with the boys that I had a crush on. We would play like freeze tag, and it would always be at night. Something about the nighttime just adds an extra layer. I think you definitely did the right thing.
I don't remember doing that when I was 14.
You also lived like in the middle of nowhere.
I did. I lived on a farm.
Yeah, I know. I don't really think that your experiences equate here.
No, I guess not. All right. Well, then I'll allow it.
This one time, at least.
This one time. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Chapel Roan, the Q Morning Show. Someone texted in to the show. So now I know how your son is going to get away with sneaking out at night. He's just going to leave his phone at home.
No, don't put those thoughts into Bill's mind, okay? That is the last thing that he needs.
Look, we do have cameras in the house. If it becomes an issue, we'll just check the cameras.
There you go.
We'll know exactly who walks in and who walks out.
Everything's already all wired up. You're ready to go.
Yeah, I don't need to worry about that, though. About sneaking. Did you ever sneak out of the house when you were a kid?
I did it one time, just to say that I did, but my mom was always like the kind of mom, she didn't really care how late I was out or where I was going. She just wanted to know where I was. Like, it didn't matter how late I was coming home. She's just like, let me know when you're leaving, when you get to a new location, any of those things.
Big shock. I don't think I ever snuck out of the house for any reason.
Never, not even once.
I can't think of any reason to do that.
Just do it for the plot. Sometimes you just got to do it for the story.
With me, if I snuck out of the house, I wouldn't be able to enjoy what I was doing because I'd feel so guilty, and then I would worry about getting caught.
Oh,
and so
gosh.
I wouldn't actually be able to stay in the moment.
You would have driven me nuts if we were friends as teenagers. You would have driven me up a wall.
I mean, I have so many stories that I could tell you. I have so many stories that I could tell you about how I avoided trouble. And like, there's no time to get into it now. I just thought of the perfect story to tell you. There's no time to get into it.
You know how like there's bad influence kids?
Yes.
You're like the opposite
of
that. You're the kid that's like, should we really be doing this? Are we sure?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, buzzkill.
I have so many stories that could back that up.
Buzzkillington.
All right, good vibes on the way this morning. What has you in a good mood this morning? Maybe it's July 4th weekend on the way. Maybe you're going to take some time off work. Vacation. Maybe you got vacation time coming up. Share with us. 216-474-0104. We have good vibes at 655 on the way. Thank you for starting your day with us, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So I asked the question because I've heard the name. I see it in my social media feed. I don't know what it is. What is LaBooBoo? We'll start with Katie in Bedford. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. Labubus are the new version of Beanie Babies. I think in my text I originally said 2000s, and I really had to catch myself there. 1990s Beanie Babies. It's just crazy.
It's like the modern version of the Beanie Babies is what you're saying.
Well, they don't look like Beanie Babies. They're little monsters with little vinyl faces and I think plush bodies or something.
Uh-huh.
But all the kids want them. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Whatnot app, but they're going for like $75 right now, which is insane.
Why is that? Is that because they're hard to come by?
Yeah, these resellers and collectors go on Pop Mart as soon as they land and they just buy them all up.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, Bill, because you asking the question, what is a Labubu? I just did a little bit of Internet University over here, and I looked up to see how much they are going for. And you're right. I mean, I'm on Pop Mart right now. They are all sold out, every single one of the Labubus, ranging from roughly about like $50 to $300. And they're just these little like plush keychains. I mean, maybe about 5 inches tall. And yeah, they have these little vinyl faces. They almost look like little gremlin monster things.
They look like rabbits to me, like
sort of
demented rabbits.
Kind of. Yeah, that's sort of the vibe that I'm getting too. But they are all the craze right now.
Katie, is there someone in your world who's into these?
My daughter wants one so bad, and they sell knockoff ones called LaFufus. And that's about all we're getting.
So they're
LaFufus.
They're made. Yes. They're made in Hong Kong. And so,
yeah, I guess in my little bit of research that I just did, it's actually a storybook character from a storybook that comes out of Hong Kong. But these Labubus have been around for a minute. They've been around since at least 2019, mm-hmm. but they just started to go like crazy as far as collectibles go in the past couple of months. I know like Rihanna has been spotted with them. Dua Lipa has had them on her purse. Different like K-pop band members from Blackpink have been spotted carrying them around too. So I think it's going to be one of those things that we hear about it a lot right now and then never again in a year.
I haven't spotted one in Ohio yet.
My best friend is driving to Pittsburgh today to go buy some for her kids because that's the closest she could find them.
You're kidding. She's driving to Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Wow.
She's getting one for her daughter, or she's getting one for you, too?
I wish. No, they're too expensive. If you find one, you find one.
Katie, good luck. Let us know if you find one, and if I hear of one, now that I'm aware of what Labubus are.
Yeah, we're going to have to be on the hunt for the Labubus.
I'll let you know.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe we can give some of those away next week.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a pretty hot prize.
That'll make our marketing director very happy. Hey, Christy, can you get us like 50 Labubus?
Good luck.
Yeah, we've already promised we're going to give them away on the show. So if you could get right on that.
They are cute. I'm not getting the hype. They are cute, though. I'll give them that.
Well, I mean, what have you gotten the hype on anything? Like, were you into Beanie Babies?
Yes, I loved it. I had a bunch of Beanie Babies. But Beanie Babies are like inexpensive. These are like super expensive for just one little thing. At least $50.
Yeah, I mean, I just add this to the long list of things that were a fad for a while and then they kind of go away eventually.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna wait this one out.
But if you're a parent and your kid wants one, you want to get one for your kid as fast as you possibly can. So I get it.
Or you could just get those LaFufus if you don't want to get a Labubu.
Do kids see right through that, though?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. It's Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. See, I had a pretty good weekend. I don't know how much I can contribute today to after this weekend. I'll never do blank again.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really have any slip-ups this weekend either. It's pretty smooth sailing.
I kind of have something, but I really don't have the solution for it. Like, after this weekend, I'll never use the brown paper bags to put your grass clippings in after you mow.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, here's what happens. Especially because I've been cutting my lawn I've only been giving it trims because we're trying to grow new grass, so I'm not like really getting in there.
Okay.
I'm kind of just
you know, grazing.
Trying to level it off.
Right.
And so I've had this one lawn clipping bag, you know, the brown paper bag, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had it in there from last week, and then I poured last night's grass clippings in there. And so what happens is when you mow your grass and the grass is a little wet, you know, from it had rained the previous day or
yeah.
whatever. So that moisture accumulates at the bottom of the bag. And so when I went to pick the bag up, the whole bag broke
yep.
open and just grass clippings everywhere all over
yep.
my driveway.
I did that last week.
How have they not invented? Like, I don't know what to do. Like, this is what everybody puts their grass clippings in.
I don't know if there's a better solution other than just doing the yard waste bin on the tree lawn and just put them all like in a big garbage can and put them out on the curb.
So I have to get a new bag and then I'm just scooping up all the grass and just putting it in the grass clippings bag, the new one.
That's the worst.
After this weekend, I'll never do blank again. What is that for you? You fill in that blank part for us. 216-474-0104. After this weekend, I'll never do blank again. Your calls coming up. The Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Caroline in North Royalton. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. After this weekend, I will never do blank again. Fill in that blank part for us.
Okay. Yes. After this weekend, after what happened this weekend, I'm never selling on Facebook Marketplace ever again.
Uh-oh.
I just used it. Yep. I've used it many times, but after this weekend, it was horrible. So my husband and I, we wanted to sell a lawnmower. It's in really good condition. We had it listed for $200. And somebody messaged me, said, can I have it for $150?
Of course.
Annoying. Yeah, yeah. Annoying. They want to always try to get a deal, but I'm used to that. Whatever. So we finally agreed on $180. And then they tell me, I try to be, you know, flexible for them. They say they want to come Friday night. And we already had plans with friends to go out to dinner. So, you know, it's kind of annoying, but we wanted the $180. $180 is $180.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our friends were understanding, of course. We're like, yeah, we'll just reschedule. But still, obviously annoying. So we had agreed on 7 p.m. And so they were like ready to go, right? We're sitting around waiting. We had put it out in front of the house, but we're keeping an eye out to make sure it didn't get stolen or anything. And then we're waiting. And then it messaged us like around 7:15, said we'll be there about 7:30.
Okay.
So I was, okay, whatever. Yes. And then at 8 o'clock, finally, I send them a message and I'm like, are you guys still coming? That's all I said. Are you still coming? The response, they're just like, sorry, it's not going to work. That's all they said.
What?
Yes. At 8 o'clock, they finally say it's not going to work. And then they said that they had came, they had banged on our door. They said they were ringing the doorbell and no one answered, which is total BS because we were there the whole time, like looking out the windows, obviously watching for them. Plus, we have two dogs. Our dogs never once barked, which they would have barked if anyone had shown up.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I don't know why people have to lie. Like, that's what's annoying. Just, I've had people back out. It is what it is. But just don't lie about it. That's why I'm like, I'm just done.
That's
I just
so
don't
bizarre.
Want people to lie.
So
yeah.
They messaged you that night and said they'd be there, what, you said 7:30?
Yeah, 7 and 7:30. Yeah.
So within the window of when they were supposed to show up at your house, they messaged you. So it's at least at the forefront of their minds of what they're
right.
supposed to be doing, but then they still don't show up anyway.
Yeah, that's weird to say that, like, they were banging on the door, but they clearly were not.
Right.
What if they had the wrong house?
That's what I was going to say. We're like, did they go somewhere else? However, I don't know. Even then, wouldn't you message me and be like, hey, like, we're here. You're not answering. Or also, we had told them we were going to set it out front because then we don't have to worry about, like, opening the garage and dealing with it. So all they had to do was, like, look for the lawnmower in out front of the house. And if they're on our street, like, they would have seen it, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lie. They're lying.
Yeah,
I don't know why. It's weird.
That is weird because I do a lot of pickups on Facebook Marketplace. I've been getting a lot of furniture on there. I don't think I've ever just gone up and knocked on someone's door. I'm always the person to sit in my car and message them and be like, I'm here.
Yes. That's what normally people will do. Yeah.
So, Alyssa, you've had a good experience with Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, there's always some interesting situations. I've been using it for like years and years, yeah. But for the most part, it's always gone fine.
Because I don't even remember if I told this story on the air, but I've only tried to use Facebook Marketplace one time in my life. In fact, I still have the shoes. I'm trying to sell these basketball shoes. They're brand new Nike shoes that my kids won't fit into. So I'm trying to sell them. Oh. And I found someone that wanted to buy them. And they, where did they live? They lived in like Vermilion or something like that.
Okay. So a hike.
So this guy's like, will you meet me halfway? I want to buy those shoes, but you got to meet me halfway. And I'm like, okay, because it was like $100 for two pairs of Nike basketball shoes.
Yeah.
So I meet the guy like at Great Northern.
Okay.
Or I was supposed to meet the guy at Great Northern. I show up. He doesn't show up. I message him and he responds and says, oh, sorry. And then he gives the excuse, which I think everybody gives when you just want to shut somebody down. He said, I had a death in the family.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't real. That wasn't real. There's no way.
Like, you can't use... What am I going to say?
Well, you know? I also feel like if there was a death in the family, why would you take the time to message a stranger that you've already stood up? Like, yeah. at that point, just let it go.
Sorry, there's been a death in the family. I'm at the cemetery right now. They're putting his casket in the ground.
You're like, dude, I've never even met you. Like, you're good. Just chill.
Sorry I couldn't be there to get the shoes.
And that's why I don't agree to meet people anymore, because I've done that in the past. But now, yeah, I'm just afraid someone's going to back out and then, yeah, waste my time. Although this was also a waste of my time because I canceled plans. And yeah, I was at my own house, but like you're still kind of on edge, like waiting.
Oh, Facebook Marketplace.
Mm. Yeah, never again. I'm done.
I don't believe you.
Give her a couple months.
Yeah, I think you've got stuff up there right now. Thank you, Caroline, for listening to us and for calling in this morning.
Of course. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
It's Q104. Good morning. Have you ever heard of the dating app Raya?
I have. I have heard of it, but I've never been on it because that's like a very exclusive dating app. If you've never heard of it, you have to be invited.
Yeah, celebrities are on there.
Yeah, like celebrities, influencers, that whole crowd is over on Raya.
Like Charlize Theron is on... Am I saying her name right? Charlize Theron.
Not a clue. Not a clue.
She is on Raya. She's actually unimpressed with it. She was talking about this on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, I believe on Friday night.
Every guy has a Burning Man picture. And they're like a CEO, like of nothing.
Right.
Yes, like, yes. Like, and they're all like, or like a fitness. Sure, and then you meet with them and they're like, they're not. They just say it.
I've only known one person in my life to be on Raya. It was actually someone I worked with.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how she got invited to be on Raya, but sports stars were her thing. Like, she was going out on dates with baseball players. She went out on a date with someone from the Dallas Mavericks.
Interesting. Wow. Okay.
So I'd be very interested if there's anyone that's listening to the show that is on Raya. Because I would just be curious on what happens on that app.
I'm curious if it's still even being used. I haven't heard about Raya since like 2019.
Oh, well, Charlize Theron is...
It doesn't sound like it's much better than Hinge, Tinder, or Bumble, which I definitely did experience. It sounds like basically the same thing, except for add a picture of a guy holding a fish along with the Burning Man picture. And that's... You pretty much described it to a T.
216-474-0104. And we have Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. Alyssa hasn't lost in a really long time.
I lost count.
It's a couple weeks now.
It's been a minute.
So it's gone on long enough. We have more passes this week to the Cleveland Museum of Art. Hang on. We're going to play in about 10 minutes. I have Haley here. Haley's in Cleveland. She's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
It's a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge, and the rules. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you're stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins, because all ties go to Alyssa. Haley, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Let's take her down. Question one. What is the main alcoholic ingredient in a traditional piña colada?
Rum.
Question two. In The Wizard of Oz, in order for Dorothy to return home, She had to tap her heels three times and say what?
Oh, God, I don't know. I've never seen it.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Okay. I believe you. Question three. The band ABBA is being rediscovered in 2025. Name their classic song from the 70s that contain these lyrics. See that girl, watch that scene, dig in.
A dancing queen.
Question four. What is the smallest state in the United States by population?
Alaska?
Final question. What instrument did the Phantom of the Opera play in his underground lair?
God, I don't know. We'll say trumpet. I have no clue.
I've never seen Phantom of the Opera, but I'm guessing that if the Phantom played a trumpet, that would drastically change that play.
I have no clue.
Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Yes, I remember that. You know, it's like ominous music. And if it was a trend, it's like...
Fair.
It'd just be different. He would be less scary, I think. Alyssa, welcome back. Meet Haley in Cleveland.
Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
So I have Haley down for 2 correct out of 5 today. But I think we have some difficult questions. I really do.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's see what we got here.
Alyssa needs 2 to tie and 3 to win. Question 1. What is the main alcoholic ingredient in a traditional piña colada?
Rum.
Question 2. In The Wizard of Oz, in order for Dorothy to return home, she had to tap her heels 3 times and say what?
There's no place like home.
So you've seen that movie.
Of course.
Haley has not.
Haley!
Never.
Girl, what are you doing?
I don't know. Nothing right.
I don't think we can give her crap because I've never seen The Lion King. You've never seen Star Wars.
Hold on. I have seen the first Star Wars. I just didn't like it. I've not seen the rest of them. You've never seen The Lion King?
No.
Put a pin in that. We're coming back to this. That is insane.
Question 3. The band ABBA is being rediscovered in 2025. Name their classic song from the 70s that contain these lyrics. See that girl.
Dancing Queen.
Yeah. Question 4. What is the smallest state in the United States by population? I asked this question because last week I asked about the smallest state and Alyssa's like, do you mean by size or population?
It's a valid question. Okay. It's a valid question.
And so you better know the answer to this.
I don't. But I'm going to guess that it's Wyoming.
Oh my God.
Yes. There we go.
Final question. What instrument did the Phantom of the Opera play in his underground lair?
A piano. Right? An organ?
Can I just accept piano? I mean, it doesn't matter. It is organ. I mean, you won the game. I just didn't want you to go 5 for 5.
I'm sorry. I know. Bill has just been plotting my downfall.
Yeah, this is just stupid now.
Basically begging anybody to beat me. And I'm sorry to let you down, Bill. I really am.
So Alyssa goes 5 for 5. Sorry, Haley.
All right.
You did great, however, and we hope you call back someday.
Definitely.
And we have fantastic prizes for you, so hang on, okay? Don't go anywhere.
All right. Thank you. My name is Haley, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here this morning. I can't wait to hear about this. How did our company try to trick us?
Okay, so every Friday, our company sends out like a company-wide newsletter of just stuff that was happening the past week.
I don't read that.
I know you don't. I know you don't, which is why I was like, I've got to tell him about this and give him the lowdown. We, in the last email on this past Friday, it said, did you take the bait? See the results of our super secret email phishing expedition. So what they did was they sent out a fake phishing email, and anybody who opened up the link in that email was automatically assigned.
Fired.
No, they were not fired. They were not fired, but they were automatically assigned mandatory fishing training to be more careful when opening emails that look suspicious.
I would rather be fired.
Because then have to take the training.
Our training modules.
Oh my God.
are ridiculous.
Some of them are not that bad. Some of them are like, you know, 5-6 minutes, very sensible.
Very few of them are 5 or 6 minutes.
But then some of them are like, I'm not even exaggerating. Some of them are hours.
They're like, take a vacation day because you've got to take this training module and it's going to take hours of your time.
There have been times in this company that when I have had to do training like that, my superiors will be like, just take the day, just go home. Because that's how long our trainings really, really are. But actually, there was more of a breakdown. So you didn't click the email. I didn't click the email.
What was the email?
It was a phishing email from basically like the company that does like our 401k and that kind of stuff. And it said, well, the
Vanguard?
Vanguard, yes. So the info that we got says that 107 people who work in our company reported that suspicious email. Mm-hmm. And 74% of us, we opened it, but only 12% of people working in our company actually fell for the phishing link and clicked on the link. So 600 people in total across the board at our company, 12% of our company, they got duped. They are now assigned mandatory IT security training.
Okay.
But not Bill or I, because we don't read our email that much.
I don't even remember seeing that message. All right, so I'm doing a search. I just did a search in my email for Vanguard, and yes, I see it. So we received it on June 16th, 11:50 a.m. In the subject line, it says, important security message.
Does it look sus?
No, it actually looks kind of legit.
Really?
It says, Vanguard, dear customer, you have a new security message from Vanguard Financial for your security reason. Oh, you know what? It's for you security reason. So it's grammatically incorrect.
Mm.
So that's probably like a clue.
Okay.
Like we should have realized that no legitimate company would send out an email like that.
It's like Nancy Drew in the real world.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't even remember seeing it, to be honest.
No, I honestly, every time we get emails from Vanguard or whatever it is, I just delete it. I don't know what a 401k is. That's none of my business. I know that money goes into it every month, but other than that, I got nothing.
And this is why Paula handles all of our finances, because I don't read stuff like this. All of this should be to her attention.
Well, you know what? This one time, not reading our email, it served us well. Look at us go.
But look at our company trying to trick us, though.
I know. I was like, and they're gloating about the amount of people who fell for the scam.
What else are they going to try to do?
I don't know. Like, I'm like, I'm on guard
months?
Now.
It's like, what other rules? It's like, okay, what rules? Like, we're not allowed to have free food. We're not allowed to have food in the studio.
Oh, gosh. Everybody breaks that rule. We're not supposed to have any drinks within, like, 3 feet of the soundboard, which totally makes sense because we are very messy. But that never happens either.
So what if the company, like, started sending food to the studio? Like, deliveries? Like, DoorDash?
Oh, I would fall for that in a heartbeat. I'm sorry.
Like, oh, my God. Someone brought cilantro taqueria.
Yeah, you're like, not getting between me and free food.
Of course I'm going to eat that in the studio.
I'll do some stupid training for that. I don't care.
What else?
Give me the free food.
How else are they going to trick us? Sexual harassment?
No, because we already do that training. That's the one that we have to do. Like, I'm not even kidding. I think we have to do it, like, once a year, maybe once every 2 years. And it's, like, 3 hours long.
I know. And so how would they trick us, though?
I don't know.
They would send in, like, oh, this is your new employee, Bill and Alyssa. This is your new producer. And she's, like, a supermodel.
Oh.
And she's really interested in me. She's like, hi, Billy. Hey, Daddy. And I'm like, what? What's
Bill
going on
like,
here?
Am I getting bait? Is this Odyssey back at their games trying to put me to the test? What's going on?
I would know that they're trying to trick me right away. I would not fall for that.
Be like, this is obvious. Clocked it. Not today.
Yeah. Because they're never going to get us a new employee.
No, no, that would never happen. Come on. Be so for real.
It's never going to happen. You've got Q104 this morning. So great to have you here. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So the perk of, I say perk for lack of a better word, the perk of embarrassing your kid in public is something I've really not experienced yet.
Not yet. You have so much time, though. Will just turned 14. This is like the golden age of embarrassing your kids right now for you.
I bring this up because I was catching up with a friend, and he gave me permission to talk about this. He said, as long as I don't say any names or names of businesses. But they have a daughter who works at an ice cream shop.
Okay. Love
and
it.
She is, I want to say she's 16 years old. So
oh, that's a fun, like, first job to have.
Yeah. And so they will go into the ice cream shop acting like real customers. I mean, they are customers. They're buying things. But nobody in the ice cream shop knows that it's her parents.
Except for her.
That have come in.
Right.
And they walk in and they demand that she takes care of them.
Okay.
And then they start being annoying and they start sampling a bunch of things and, you know, just trying to irritate their daughter. Meanwhile, you know, the manager's there looking things over and the manager has no idea that it's her parents, you know, so she can't act like annoyed or irritated with them.
Right. They just think it's a normal person, a normal customer coming in.
Yeah. So that's what I was thinking about. I don't really have any firsthand experience with this. I had a paper route when I was a teenager. I'll be honest, my mom delivered the papers more than I did.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she let me off the hook so many times.
What?
Yeah,
no.
My mom was an enabler. She should not have let me. She would let me sleep in on Saturday and Sunday mornings, and she would go deliver the papers, and then she'd come home and...
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare. You could never catch me doing that as a parent. Your mother is a saint.
Well, then I think she kept the money, though.
Well, good for her, as she should. As she should. I personally don't have any experience really with this either, with parents embarrassing me at a job. I mean, we always used to go and embarrass each other at work in college.
Yeah.
Like, friends would show up to, like, you know, wherever. I used to work at, like, a smoothie shop in Kent. So friends would come in all the time and do, like, the same kind of thing, but...
Act like annoying customers.
Right. But it wasn't so bad because it's like, oh, well, that's your friend. Clearly.
All right. 216-474-0104. How did you as a parent embarrass your kid in public at their job for their summertime job? Or maybe the other way around. Like you were working there and your mom or dad walked in and they just embarrassed you for the day.
Yeah.
In front of all your coworkers.
Let's hear about it.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. How did you embarrass your kid at work? Because it happens a lot over the summer. Your high school teenager will go get their first job, or your college kid will come home and they'll get a job for the summer. And then you want to embarrass them in public. Heather in LaGrange, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so this is for one of your kids?
Yes.
How old were they at the time?
She was 19.
What'd she do for a living? Or for the summer?
A pharmacy tech.
A pharmacy tech? That's a pretty good job
to
get.
Yeah, that's a pretty dang good job.
Like, I would think that you would need to have, like...
Some sort of certification.
Right. You could just be a college kid?
Yeah, she got a college. She graduated high school with associates, and then she went and got her bachelor's.
Okay.
All right. So what happened when you walked into, what was it, like a CVS pharmacy or something like that?
Yeah, it was Walgreens.
So what happened when you walked into the Walgreens?
So my husband and I walked in and we went to the lubricant aisle and picked out a few different things. And then we took it up to the pharmacy and we demanded to speak to my daughter. And nobody there knew us. So we just pretended like a normal customer and demanded to talk to my daughter, saying that she recommended all this stuff and it gave me a rash. And we wanted to know why she would recommend something that would give me a rash. And we made this big scene out of it. We recorded all of it.
Oh, my God.
It was 50 Shades of Red. It was awesome.
Right.
50 Shades of Red.
And so she can't say, it's okay. These are my parents. They're just messing around.
That might honestly make it worse. I don't even know.
Really?
To be like, oh, yeah, these are just my parents. And they're like, why would you suggest that we get this KY jelly? It's like, oh.
Yeah.
No.
She played it off for a minute, but then she had to break down and say we were her parents.
Oh, man. You guys really, you really did your big one on that.
It was awesome. All the years she did me wrong.
And you were waiting for that one moment.
Oh, yes. It was awesome.
Thank you, Heather, for listening to us. Let's see. Susan in Hudson. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm assuming that your kid had a job, a summer job. How did you embarrass them at their job?
It wasn't actually me. It was my husband's, but it happened a few years ago. This is great. My husband's a photographer, and every year he gets hired at the Renaissance Festival down south in the Cincinnati area.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Quick sidebar. Do you know if we have Renaissance festivals here in Northeast Ohio?
Yeah. I actually went to one last year. It's up like east-ish area, kind of out by like Ashtabula, I think.
Oh, okay. But your husband's going all over the state going to Renaissance festivals.
Yeah, it's great. These people still need photographers, so it's amazing.
Okay.
So he has to get up in this dressed up too, in this authentic festival, you know, garb and everything else. So my daughter has had a job as a hostess in a restaurant. And so my husband's all dressed up. And he looks like he's in the, you know, a member of a cast of the Game of Thrones.
Right.
Okay.
So he wants to say goodbye to her before he heads back and drives out of Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
And he pulls up to her work and goes in, and he walks in there, and he's like, hello, greetings, I'm searching for the Princess Tiffany. Where did I find this fair maiden?
Oh, my God.
So funny. I know. And so all of her coworkers have no idea what's going on.
They're like, who is this crazy man?
In a restaurant.
And so then he says, do you serve turkey legs?
What?
And my daughter, unbelievably embarrassed, won't even come out and say goodbye to him. She's in the back.
Aww.
Like, oh, my gosh. It was so funny. We love to embarrass our children. So this is like the quintessential story of that. It's like she was so embarrassed.
Oh, aww. Susan.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's terrific.
I want to hang out with you guys. You guys sound like a lot of fun.
I'm sure that Susan has many stories about her husband. Thank you, Susan, for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys are great. Thanks so much.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So Apple Music, they have this series, and I'm not going to pretend like I know a whole lot about it. It's called Fire in the Booth. And from what I can gather, they invite artists to come in and freestyle.
Oh, that sounds actually really cool. I've never heard of it.
And one of their most recent guests was Will Smith. And so he came in and he did his freestyle rap. And there are some fans who think that he was calling out Chris Rock.
Oh, okay. We got some beef going in the Will Smith freestyle.
Well, you know that, you know what he's referring to, right?
The slap?
Yeah, the slap a couple years ago at the Oscar Awards.
The slap heard around the world?
Yeah. So this is Will Smith. You tell me what you think.
And I am too grown to play childish games. But if you're talking crazy out your face up on the stage and disrespect me on the stage, expect me on the stage. Joker it out, cry foul when it's time to take it. City full of real ones, wasn't raised to fake it.
Is he talking about the Oscar stage?
Yeah, I think that's what he's probably getting at.
Well, that would also, to me, indicate that Will Smith has learned nothing. And he's not sorry for that incident, and he's learned nothing from it. If you disrespect me from the stage, I'm going to go up on the stage.
I mean, just speaking truth, he did go up on the stage.
It doesn't sound like he's sorry for it.
Not really. No, it sounds like he'd probably do it again.
All right, after 9 this morning, we have tickets for a Blossom show. So July 15th at Blossom, Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. A chance for you to win some tickets coming up after 9 this morning. And we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge again one more time today. We'll see if we can get Alyssa a loss. That is next on the Q Morning Show. Kyle in Kent is here. Good morning, Kyle.
Oh, good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions, and if you get more of them right than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because All ties go to Alyssa. No pressure, Kyle, but Alyssa hasn't lost in quite a while, so let's see if you can take her down, all right?
We'll have to break the streak today.
Question one. What color is the planet Mars known as?
Red.
Question two. Snap, crackle, and pop is what happens when you're eating this cereal.
Rice Krispies.
What luxury fashion brand is well known for its iconic oversized sunglasses?
I'm just going to guess Gucci.
Question four. What is another common name for lightning bugs?
Fireflies.
Final question. What part of your body is the pollex?
Pollex. I'm going to guess fingers.
Can you be more specific?
Fingertips.
All right, Kyle. Very good. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Kyle, you did very well. 4 out of 5 today.
Whew.
And you were so close on one of them, too. Hey, Alyssa, it's Kyle in Kent, one of our favorite cities of all time.
Ah, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
How's it going down there in Kent?
Hot. Really hot.
Hot and probably very empty, which is, it's my favorite season at Kent State right now when all the kids go home.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do down there, Kyle? Are you a resident there? Do you go to school there?
I'm just a resident.
Thank you for having us on and for playing. Kyle did very well, Alyssa. 4 out of 5 today.
Oh, nice. Good job.
Thank you.
So if anybody has a chance to bring you down, it might be Kyle.
It might be.
Because he came strong. Here are your 5 questions, Alyssa. What color is the planet Mars known as?
Red.
Snap, crackle, and pop is what happens when you're eating this cereal.
Rice Krispies.
Question 3. What luxury fashion brand is well known for its iconic oversized sunglasses?
Ray-Bans?
Ooh.
Gucci?
No, it's Gucci.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Did you get that one, Kyle?
I completely guessed. I was like, it's the first one that came to my head.
Oh, my gosh. This is so interesting now. Because now that Alyssa has missed one.
We're tied.
She missed one that Kyle got. And I think the toughest question is still to come.
Really?
But you need it in order to tie today.
Okay.
Oh, this is getting good.
Ooh, stakes are getting higher.
Question number 4. What is another common name for lightning bugs?
Fireflies?
Our final question. This will decide who wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge, because Alyssa needs it just to tie. And of course, all ties go to Alyssa. So she would win if she gets it. If she doesn't, Kyle wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I'm sweating.
Me too.
What part of your body is the pollex?
Oh, wow. I don't remember this from school. Your arms?
I had no clue.
Bill's been waiting for this.
Woo! She finally goes down.
Oh, man. This is all he's wanted.
The part of your body that is referred to as the pollex is your thumb.
I almost said fingers.
I don't know if I would have accepted fingers.
See, I said fingers, and then I was like, oh, maybe it's like, I don't know, the fingertips. I don't know if that was a name, but.
Kyle, you were so close, though. Oh, my gosh.
That was a tough one.
Kyle, you did fantastic. Thank you for finally taking Alyssa down. We have fantastic prizes for you. We're also going to mail you the Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and the diploma so you can show it off to your girlfriend.
Woohoo! My name is Kyle, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.